In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tervitan teid Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
It is a great joy to see you.
On suur rõõm teid näha täna õhtul.
And a big surprise.
Ja suur üllatus.
Because we had a big schedule for the whole tour of where we are going in the Soviet Union.
Sest meil on väga pikk nimekiri paikadest, mida me külastame Nõukogude Liidus.
And it said for today.
Ja see nimekiri ütleb tänaseks päevaks.
That I preached at Orthodox Church this morning.
Ma kõnelesin Orthodox kirikus hommikul.
A big cathedral.
Suures katedraalis.
In the middle of the divine liturgy.
Ja selle liturgia keskel.
Which is very unusual for them to put a preacher in the middle of the divine liturgy.
Ja mulle tundus, et see on väga epätavaline liturgia keskel kõnelda.
I think they do that only for the Baptist.
Ja nad tegid seda meile kui baptistidele erandina.
Maybe the Methodist too.
Võibolla metodistele ka.
But anyway, they said, then you take a airplane and you go to Tallinn.
Aga ükskõik kuidas oli, nad ütlesid, nüüd mine lennuki peale ja sa jõuad Tallinnasse.
And it was pouring rain in Leningrad.
Ja Leningradis sadas vihma.
And I said, maybe the plane can't go.
Ja ma ei tea, kas lennuk üldse lähebki.
But it took off anyway.
Aga ta tõusis.
And it went higher and higher.
Ja kui ma tõusin kõrgemale ja kõrgemale.
After a while we saw the sun.
Ja järsku me nägime päikest.
And then they started coming down very quick.
Ja jälle maandumine.
Beautiful weather.
Ilus ilm Tallinnas.
Tallinn.
Tallinn.
I'd heard about this town all my life.
Ma olen kuulnud oma eluajal palju sellest linnast.
I'd seen many pictures about Estonia.
Ma olen palju pilte näinud Eestist.
And Latvia and Lithuania.
Ja samuti Lätist ja Leedust.
And I had seen, I'd heard many stories.
Ja olen kuulnud ka palju jutte nendest maadest.
And met many Americans that were born and reared here.
Ja kohanud palju ameeriklasi, kes on sündinud siin paigas.
And they would tell me about how wonderful things are here.
Ja nad rääksid, kui imelised asjad siin on.
So then I looked at my schedule and I said, what am I supposed to do today?
Ja kui ma vaatsin oma nimekirja, mida ma pean tegema täna.
Because 2 weeks ago I was in Japan.
Kaks nädalat tagasi ma olin Jaapanis.
I preached in England all summer long.
Ma rääksin ka Inglismaal samamoodi pikka aega.
I had lost weight and I was exhausted.
Ma olen kaalust maha tõmmanud ja olen väsinud.
So then I saw on the schedule for this afternoon and this evening.
Ja kui ma vaatsin oma töökava täna õhtupoole ja õhtuks.
Study and rest.
Siis seal oli kirjutatud õppimine ja puhkus.
I haven't done either one.
Ma etsin, ma ei tea, mis ma nüüd teen.
I found out that the message I was going to preach here had not arrived.
Ja sõnum, mida ma pidin kõnelema, ei olnud saabunud.
And my brother Jure had not been able to translate yet.
Ja minu vend Jure ei olnud võimeline tõlkima.
So I've already preached 2 sermons to him.
Ja ma pean siis tõlkima või kõnelema 2 jutust temale.
And that is why he and I both we are practicing on you.
Ja nii meie siis täna praktiseerime teie peal siin.
For tomorrow night.
Oma õhtuks, et valmis olla.
And for the meetings that we have while we are here.
Ja sellel koosolekul täna.
But I would like to stay much longer.
Aga ma tahaksin jääda kauemaks.
And I would like to hear you.
Ma tahaksin teid kuulda.
Now I understand that my son has spoken to you.
Ma olen kuulnud juba, et minu poeg on kõnelnud teiega.
Now I'm going to be an anti-climax to him.
Ja ma usun, et tema oli selle kõrgpunkti loonud juba.
Because he has many wonderful stories to tell.
Sest temal on palju huvitavaid jutte rääkida teile.
And he is a wonderful son to have.
Ja pean ütlema, et ta on üks tore poeg mulle.
And I am very proud of him.
Ja ma olen uhke temale.
He got that from his mother.
Ta on selle saanud oma emalt kõik.
Not from me.
Mitte minult.
He has a good mother.
Tal on väga hea ema.
We had 3 girls first.
Meil oli esmalt 3 tütart perekonnas.
And I said, oh, I said, Lord, give us a boy.
Ja ma palusin, issand kinge meile peaks poeg.
And so when he was born,
ja kui ta sündis,
I said, hallelujah.
Siis ma ütlesin, hallelujah.
A boy.
Pois lõpuks.
And then the next child we had after him,
ja järgmine laps pärast teda,
a boy.
Ja jälle poeg.
And we quit.
Me jäime vait.
We were too old.
Me olime liiga vanad.
We have 16 grandchildren.
Meil on 16 lapselast.
And let's see, I think 9 of them are boys.
Ja kui ma arvan kokku, siis 9 nendest on poisid.
So we have many possibilities of more preachers in the family.
Nii et meil on siis suuri võimalusi jutlustajate jätkuks me perekonnas.
And certainly more Christians.
Ja kindlasti ka rohkem kristlasi.
But I want to say my word of appreciation to my brother Vasu.
Ma tahaksin ütelda oma lugupidamissõna minu vennale Võsule.
For your gracious and kind words that you said.
Ja nende kaunite ja heade sõnadest, mis te ütlesite.
I've heard that you are a man of God.
Ma olen kuulnud, et te olete Jumala mees.
And looking on your face, I believe that.
Ja kui ma vaatan su näkku, siis ma usun seda.
I met Brother Yuri today for, I don't know, maybe the first time.
Ja, ta arvakas, ma kohtas mind täna esimest korda.
And tonight I really have not prepared anything for you.
Ja tänaseks õhtuks ma tõesti ei ole spetsiaalselt valmistunud.
And I don't know exactly what I'm to say.
Ma ei tea ka järsku, mida ma nüüd pean ütlema.
Because I like to have a few days to pray and prepare and to be sure that I have the message from God for every hour that I speak.
Sest tavaliselt ma vajan mitut päeva, et paluda ja läbi katsuda, kas see on sõnum Jumalalt või mitte.
So I come to you as a very simple preacher.
Ma tulen teie juurde kui väga lihtne jutlustaja.
Of the gospel.
Evangeliumi kuulutaja.
And I'm going to speak, I think, tonight on the 22nd chapter of Ezekiel.
Ma kõnelen täna siis Ezekieli raamatu 22. peatüki.
A passage that you know very well.
Selle salmi kohta, mida te väga hästi teate.
The 30th verse.
30. salm.
And I sought for a man among them.
Ma otsin nende hulgast meest.
That should make up the hedge.
Kes lauks müüri üles.
And stand in the gap.
Seisaks minu ees.
Before me for the land that I should not destroy.
Müüri praus maa heaks, et ma seda ei hävitaks.
But I found none.
Aga ma ei leia seda.
Think of it.
Mõtelge sellest.
God searching for a man.
Jumal on otsimas meest.
A man of God.
Jumala meest.
He couldn't find one.
Ja ta ei leia seda.
If he searched in here tonight,
kui ta otsiks täna siin,
for a man of God that met all the requirements that God requires of his people, would he find some?
Ühte sellist Jumala meest, kes vastaks kõigile Jumala nõuetele, kas ta leiab siit seda?
How many would he find?
Kui palju meist on sellist?
He found a man in Isaiah.
Ta leidis selle mehe Hoseas.
Isaiah had to humble himself in the temple and confess his sins.
Hosea oli alandlik enesis ja tunnistas oma patte.
He found a man in Paul on the road to Damascus.
Ta leidis sellise mehe Pauluses Damaskuse teel.
And a bright light shone.
Ja valgus langes temale.
He's found many other men in history.
Ta on leidnud ajaloo jooksul palju teisi mehi.
In the history of Estonia.
Ja ka Eesti ajaloos.
And I'm sure there are many men and women here that God has found.
Ja ma usun, et siin on palju mehi ja naisi, keda Jumal on leidnud.
He's found a beautiful choir. Thank you for the music.
Ta on leidnud kauni koori.
What wonderful music.
Milline meeldiv muusika.
I could listen to them a long time.
Ma tahaksin kuulata neid pikka aega.
Thank you very much.
Tänan teid väga.
And there are several things I would like to say about a man that God uses.
Ma tahaksin ütleda mõned asjad sellest mehest, keda Jumal saab kasutada.
First, the man that God uses must himself have an experience with Christ.
Esiteks mees, keda Jumal saab kasutada, selle peab olema isiklik kogemus Kristusega.
He must have been born again of the Spirit of God.
Ta peab olema uuesti sündinud Jumala püha vaimu läbi.
Did you know that I have met people who are clergy and in the pulpit who do not know Christ, they tell me, in the privacy of their study?
Kas te teate, et ma olen kohanud mehe, kes kasutavad ka kantslit ja nad ei ole leidnud veel Kristus?
Some of you here tonight perhaps are Methodist.
Ja ma tean, et paljud siin on täna metodistid.
And John Wesley was the founder of your church.
Ja John Wesley oli metodisti kirik kasutaja.
He was a missionary.
Ta oli missionary.
To America.
Amerikas.
And he worked hard at his religion.
Ja ta töötas väga tugevasti oma usu kallal.
But he really didn't have peace and joy of Christ in his heart.
Aga oma südames ta tõeliselt ei tunnud Jeesuse Kristuse rahu.
And one night he went to a small meeting in London.
Ja ühel öösel ta läks ühele väikesele koosolekule Londonis.
And he felt his heart strangely warm.
Ja ta tundis, kuidas ta süda järsku soojenes.
And that was the beginning of the great ministry of John Wesley.
Ja see oli tema elus üks suure Jumala töö algus.
I was preaching in Bristol, England.
Ma kõnelesin Bristolis Inglismaal.
Just a few weeks ago.
Mõni nädal tagasi.
In a big football stadium.
See oli suur jalgpallistaadion.
I stayed in a small hotel.
Ja peatusin ühel pisikes hotellis.
And I looked out the window.
Ja ma vaatasin selle aknast välja.
I could see 5 churches.
Ma nägin seal 5 kirikut.
4 of them closed.
Ja 4 nendest oli suletud.
They said between those 2 churches there is where John Wesley preached his first sermon in the open air.
Ja oli teada, et nendes kahes kirikus Wesley kõneles oma esimesed jutlused.
And I said, why are they closed?
Ja ma küsisin, miks nad suletud on.
It said they've lost their gospel.
Mulle vastati, nad on kaotanud oma evangeeliumi.
I looked around the corner and I could see the edge of another church.
Ma vaatsin nurga taha, ma nägin ühe teise kiriku torni.
They said it's filled every Sunday.
Ja mulle öeldi, et see on täidetud igal pühapäeval.
And during the week.
Ja nädala jooksul.
I said, why?
Ma küsisin, miks on nii?
They said, because the minister's a man of God and he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
Sellepärast, et jutlustajad on Jumala mehed, nad on täidetud püha vaimuga.
And he preaches the Bible.
Ja nad kõnelevad Piiblist.
And the people are coming to hear him.
Ja inimesed tulevad kuulama.
I was in Poland.
Ma olin Poolas.
And when we arrived in Poland, we had been invited by the Protestant Council of Churches.
Ja kui me Poolasse saabusime, me olime kutsutud kirikute nõukogusse.
And there was an aeroplane taxiing down the runway as we came in.
Ja seal oli üks
going down the runway.
Aha, üks raudtee või tee, mis viis meid sinna.
And I did not know that there was a man on that plane by the name of Cardinal Wojtyła.
Ja ma ei teanud, et selle masina peal on mees, kelle nimi on kardinal.
Going to the conclave in Rome.
See sama mees, kes pidi, läks Rooma.
We landed.
Me maandusime.
And a bishop met us, a Catholic bishop met us.
Ja katoliku biiskop kohtas meid.
Among all those Protestants.
Kõigi nende teiste protestantide
hulgas. Put his arms around me.
Ja pani oma käed minu ümber.
He said, all of our cathedrals and churches are open to you.
Kõik meie kirikud ja katedraalid on avatud sulle.
The Protestant churches were very small.
Protestant kirikud olid väga väikesed.
So we went to the big cathedrals.
Ja siis me läksime suurte katedraalid.
And we would be welcomed by a bishop or by the leader of the Catholic Church. And then the Protestants would take over and sing their songs and then I would get up and preach.
Ja nii me olime vastu võetud katoliku kirikus preestrite poolt ja laulsime protestantlike laule ja kuulutasin seal evangeeliumi.
And one night they gave a banquet for us, a dinner.
Ja ühel õhtul, kui oli meil dineer.
And I was sitting beside the head of one of the largest theological schools in the world.
Ma istusin kõrvuti ühe suurima teoloogilise kooli tegelasega.
Roman Catholic.
See oli Rooma katoliiklane.
And he told me this story.
Ja ta jutustas mulle niisuguse loo.
I heard him tell it 3 times.
Ma olen kuulnud seda 3 korda jutustada.
I asked him if I could tell it publicly and he said yes.
Ja ma küsisin, kas ma tohin seda ka avalikult kasutada. Ta ütles, ja kasuta.
He said, I was a student at the University of Chicago in Chicago getting my doctor's degree.
Ta ütles, kui ma olin üliõpilane Chicagos, kus ma sain oma doktorikraadi.
And he said, one day I was on a coach or a bus.
Ühel päeval ma olin bussis.
And a black woman was sitting behind me.
Ja üks must naine istus minu taga.
She punched me on the shoulder.
Ta puudutas mind õlast.
And she said, I beg your pardon, sir.
Ja ta ütles vabandust.
Have you ever been born again?
Kas te olete uuesti sündinud?
And he said he scratched his head and thought a little bit.
Ja ma kratsin oma kukalt ja mõtlesin natuke.
He said, I suppose so, I'm a priest.
Ja ta ütles, ma oletan, sest ma olen ju preester.
She said, that's not the question I ask you.
See ei ole vastus, mida ma teilt ootan.
I ask you, had you been born again?
Ma küsin, kas te olete uuesti sündinud?
He said, I went back to my room at the university.
Ja siis ta ütleb, ma olen tagasi oma ruumi ülikoolis.
I pulled out my Bible.
Ja võtan oma Biibli.
I turned to the 3rd chapter of John.
Ja avan Johannes evangeeliumi 3. peatükki.
I knew Jesus had used that term.
Ja ma tean, et Jeesus kasutas seda sõna.
I read the chapter.
Ma loen seda peatükki.
I got on my knees.
Ja põlvitan.
I had an experience with God that has lasted till this day.
Ja ma omasin niisuguse kogemuse Jumalaga, mis kestis tänase päevani.
He said, I don't know whether I had been born again then or what you would call it, maybe rededicated or whatever it is, but he said, I believe Christ lives in my heart.
Ma ei tea, kas te nimetate seda uuesti sünniks või oli see uuesti pühendamine, aga nüüd ma tean, et Jeesus Kristus elab mu südames.
The point I'm making is, you can be a clergyman, you can be a bishop, you can be a leader in the church and still perhaps not have Christ living dynamically in your heart.
Ja nii me ütleme, et sa võid olla kirikumees, sa võid olla pastor, aga sul Jumal Kristus südames ei ela elab.
Last summer we were preaching on the west coast of the United States.
Möödunud suvel me kõnelesime Lääne-Rannikul.
A bishop came forward to receive Christ when I gave the invitation.
Ja biiskop tuli kutse peale ja kummardas, et Kristust vastu võtta.
Later I saw him.
Ma pärast nägin teda.
I said, why did you come?
Ja ma küsin, miks sa tulid.
He said, I've been through the theological school.
Ma olen õppinud teoloogia koolis.
I've been a pastor.
Ma olen olnud pastor.
I'm now bishop.
Ma olen nüüd biiskop.
But I'm not sure that I'm really ready to meet God.
Aga ma ei ole kindel, et ma tõeliselt olen suuteline kohtama Jumala.
And he said, I wanted to make sure.
Ma tahan seda kindlaks teha.
The second thing that a man of God must have.
Teine asi, mida Jumala mees peab omama.
He must have a call from God.
Tal peab olema kutse Jumala.
In America.
Amerikas.
We have many men that are pastors who I don't think have been called of God.
Ja ma tean, et seal on palju pastorid, kellel ei ole Jumala kutse.
They should be doing something else.
Nad teevad midagi muud.
Because they don't preach the Bible and they don't live godly lives like they should.
Ja seda näha sellest, et nad ei jutusta Biibli alusel, nad ei ela kristliku elu.
I remember my own call.
Ma mäletan oma enese kutset.
I grew up in a very religious home.
Ma olen kasvanud üles väga usklikus perekonnas.
But I didn't like the church.
Aga ma ei arvastanud kiriku.
I rebelled against the church.
Ma olin selle vastu.
I didn't want to go to church.
Ma ei tahtnud minna kirikusse.
And I said to my parents when they asked me what I wanted to do in my life, I said I don't ever want to be a clergyman.
Ja kui vanemad küsisid, kelleks sa tahad saada, ma tean seda, et ma ei taha saada kirikumeheks.
Nor do I want to be a mortician dealing with dead bodies.
Ma ei taha tegelda nende surnute matmisega.
But anything else.
Aga kõike muud ma võin teha.
And that's the way I felt.
Ja seda ma ütlesin.
But one night,
aga ühel öösel,
in the moonlight,
kuu valgel,
God spoke to me.
Jumal rääkis minuga.
Tears came to my eyes.
Ja pisarad tulid mu silma.
And I knew that God was calling me.
Ja ma tean, et Jumal kutsus mind.
I said, no, Lord.
Ma ütlesin, ei, Issand.
Anything but that.
Mitte see.
But finally I said yes.
Aga lõpuks ma ütlesin jaa.
And in that simple yes.
Ja selles lihtsas jaas.
Many years ago.
Palju aastat tagasi.
I never dreamed I'd have the privilege of preaching the gospel all over the world.
Ma ei ole isegi unistanud sellest, et ma pean jutlustama evangeeliumi kogu maailmas.
And see many people come to Christ.
Ja paljud inimesed tulevad Kristuse juurde.
I say that not in boasting, I say it in humility and I give the glory to God.
Ja see ei ole mitte inimlik teenemaid, ainult au Jumalale.
Are you sure that you've been called?
Kas sa oled kindel, et sa oled kutsutud?
Jeremiah said, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire.
Jeremia ütleb seda, et tema sõna oli mu südames kui põletav tuli.
Shut up in my bones.
Mis põletas mu kointe.
And I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay.
Ja ma ei suutnud seista, see on Jeremia 29, pärast ma täpselt lugen.
And the apostle Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Ja apostel Paulus ütles, et ma ei taha muud jutustada kui evangeeliumi.
People keep asking me, are you going to retire?
Inimesed küsivad minu käest, kas sa ka pensionile lähed?
I'm 65 years of age.
Ja mul on juba 65 turjal.
Are you going to retire?
See on juba pensioni aeg.
I said, not till God retires me.
Mitte enne kui Jumal mind pensionile saadab.
God called me to preach.
Jumal on kutsunud mind kõnelema.
And I'm going to preach the gospel as long as he gives me the strength to preach.
Ja ma kuulutan evangeeliumi nii kaua kui Jumal annab mulle selleks jõud.
I'm not going to get involved in politics.
Ma ei ole mitte kutsutud poliitikuks.
Or all these other things.
Või mõneks muuks.
But preach the gospel.
Aga kõnelema evangeeliumist.
Declare Christ.
Kuulutama Kristus.
Preach it in the buses.
Seda, kellest räägitakse bussiga.
On the trains, on the planes, in the hotel.
Laevadel ja lennukites ja hotellides.
To neighbors and friends.
oma naabritele, sõpradele.
Always witnessing for Christ.
Kõikjalt tunnistada Krist.
And then the next thing a man of God ought to be.
Ja järgmine asi, milline peab olema Jumala mees.
The man of God will lead a holy and disciplined life.
See mees peab elama püha ja distsiplineeritud elu.
The Apostle Paul said, to the weak I became weak.
Apostel Paulus ütles, nõrgale ma saan nõrgaks.
He said, I've become all things to all men in that I may preach Christ.
Ma saan kõigile kõigiks, et ma võiksin kuulutada Kristi.
He said, to the heathen I became a heathen.
Ta ütles seda viletsele.
He didn't compromise the message.
Ta ei muutud oma sõnumit.
But he showed great tolerance toward the people and their methods and their ways of living and their culture.
Aga samal ajal tal oli suur tolerantsus, kuidas ta kuulutas.
You know, I found that there are three things the devil uses to get ministers away from God.
Ma nimetan kolm asja, mida saatan kasutab, et Jumala inimesi oma teelt, Jumala teelt ära viia.
Pride.
Esiteks uhkus.
Love of money.
Rahahnus.
Immorality.
Ja ebamoraalsus.
That may not be true in Estonia.
Ja võibolla see ei ole õige Eesti kohta.
But it's true in many countries.
Aga see on õige väga paljudes maades.
I just came from the Far East, from out in the Orient.
Ma tulin just Kaug-Idast.
And there was a pastor there.
Ja seal oli pastor.
One of the largest churches in the world.
Ühe maailma suurima kiriku juht.
And he had become compromised.
Ja ta sai kompromiseeritud.
And the whole nation is in sorrow over what they've read in the paper about that pastor.
Ja kogu rahvus on kurb selle pärast, mida nad tema kohta lugesid lehes.
He was stealing money.
Ta varastas raha.
They put him in the prison.
Teda vangistati.
And the Christians are crying.
Ja kristlased häbist kattavad oma silmi.
It has hurt thousands of people.
See on kuulda tuhandetel inimestele.
And it was all in the newspapers and on the television.
Ja see on kõik ajalehtedes ja televisioonis.
We have to be disciplined.
Meie peame elama distsiplineeritud.
There are many times that I want to go out and do other things.
On palju ja sageli, kus ma tahan teha erinevaid asju.
But I have to study.
Õppida.
I did not have theological training.
Ma ei taha võibolla treenida ennast vaimulikult.
I answered the call to Christian work, but I didn't know what kind.
Ma olen vastanud kristlikule kutsule, aga ma ei tea, mis suunas.
So I took my degree in anthropology.
Ma võibolla saan oma teadusliku kraadi antropoloogias.
And so I became involved in Christian education.
Ja siis ma saan töötada kristliku hariduse valdkonnas.
And when I began to preach.
Ja kui ma jutlustan.
And the people began to listen.
Ja inimesed tuleb kuulama.
I did not have time to stop because it was during the war and go to school.
Ma ei saa peatuda, sest
I didn't have time to go to theological school.
Ja mul ei ole aega, et ennast harida ja teoloogia kooli minna.
So I had to study.
Ma pean õppima.
For myself.
Enese jaoks.
That takes discipline.
See nõuab distsipliini.
And many times I would like to go out and play or go see a concert or do something else.
Ja väga sageli ma tahaksin minna välja ja mängida ja kuulata kontserti ja palju muud teha.
And I do not have a strong body like some people do.
Ja mul ei ole ka niisugune tugev keha, nagu mõned teisel on.
And I found myself getting tired from time to time.
Ma tunnen seda, et ma väsin sageli.
And so it took a tremendous amount of discipline that only God could give.
Ja see nõuab kõik, et seda ületada suure hulga distsipliini ja jõudu, mida Jumal võib anda.
To go to my study and study the word of God and prepare myself.
Minna ja õppida Jumala ees ja valmistada ennast ette.
For the preaching.
Jutlustamiseks.
And then the man of God, fourthly.
Ja neljandaks Jumala mees vajab.
I think you've heard my son talk about it, so I'll just mention it.
Ma usun, et te kuulsite, mu poeg rääkis sellest.
Must have a devotional life.
Tal peab olema üle antud elu.
He must be a student of the Bible and prayer, and a man of prayer.
Ta peab olema piiblist õppija ja palve inimene.
How should he pray?
Ja kuidas ta palub?
All the time.
Kogu aeg.
Without ceasing.
Vaheaegadeta.
I'm praying right now.
Ma palun praegu just.
Talking to you.
Kui ma räägin teiega.
I say, oh God, help me somehow to communicate this to the people.
Ma samal ajal ütlen, oh Jumal, aita mul praegu edasi anda seda sõnumit inimesele.
I go to bed in prayer.
Ma lähen voodi ja ma palun.
I get up in the morning in prayer.
Ma tõusen hommikul üles ja palun.
I may be lying down.
Võib-olla ma heidan maha.
I may be walking.
Võib-olla ma jalutan.
I may be eating.
Võib-olla söön.
I may be preaching.
Võib-olla kõnelen.
I may be talking to my wife.
Võib-olla räägin oma naisega.
But I'm praying.
Aga ma palun.
And it took me years to learn that.
Ja see võttis aastaid, et ma õppisin seda tegema.
What Paul meant to pray without ceasing.
Nii nagu Paulus ütleb, paluge lõppemata.
But also in my Bible reading.
Aga samuti ka minu Biibli lugemises.
I read 5 psalms every day.
Ma loen igal päeval 5 psalmi.
That takes me through the book of Psalms every month.
Sellega ma loen psalmide kogu läbi ühe kuu jooksul.
Jesus quoted from the Psalms more than he did any other book.
Jeesus hindas väga psalmide raamatut.
I read 1 chapter of Proverbs every day.
Ma loen iga päev ühe peatüki õpetussõnadest.
That takes me through Proverbs every month.
Ja sellega ma jõuan nüüd läbi ka ühe kuuga.
Now, Psalms teaches me how to get along with God.
Ja psalmid õpetavad mind, kuidas suhelda Jumalaga.
Proverbs teaches me how to get along with my fellow man.
Õpetussõnad õpetab, kuidas kaas inimesega suhelda.
But in addition to that, I have other studies.
Ja kõigele lisaks ma õpin.
Not only studies for my sermons and my preachings and my writings.
Mitte ainult ma õpin oma jutuste ja raamatute jaoks.
But also study for my heart and my own spiritual development.
Aga enne kõike ma õpin oma vaimuliku arengu jaoks.
Reading the Word of God.
Lugedes Jumala sõna.
Coming to a passage maybe that I don't even understand and it speaks to me.
Ja kui ma saan loen ühte tundmatut, seni tundmatut kohta, see kõneleb mulle.
And then fifthly,
ja viiendaks,
a man of God will have a biblical message.
Jumala mehel peab olema piibli sõnum.
Do you believe this to be the Word of God?
Kas te usute, et see on Jumala sõna?
There came a time in my life when I had many doubts.
Mu elus on olnud väga mitmesugust aegu.
And I thought there were many contradictions in the Bible.
Ja ma tean, et ka Biiblis on palju vasturääkivus.
Many things I couldn't understand in the Bible.
Palju seda asja ma ei mõista.
So one day I opened the Bible.
Aga ühel päeval ma avan oma Biibli.
It was at night in California.
Ja see oli ühel öösel Californias.
The moon was out.
Kuu valgus.
I put this on a stump, a tree had been cut down, and I laid it there.
Ma panin selle oma Biibli maha sinna ja tegin ta lahti.
I was alone.
Ma olin üksinda.
I got on my knees.
Ma põlvitasin seal.
I said, oh God.
Ma ütlesin, oh Jumal.
There are many things in this book I don't understand.
Selles raamatus on palju asja, mida ma mõista.
But I accept it as the Word of God.
Aga ma mõista, võtan seda kui Jumala sõna.
By faith.
Us.
And there are still many things I don't understand.
Ja tänase päevan on palju, mida ma aru ei saa.
But I believe it is the Word of God.
Aga ma usun, et see on Jumala sõna.
And when I quote it, I believe I'm quoting the Word of God.
Ja ma võtan seda kui Jumala sõna.
So what do I do?
See on see, mida ma teen.
In my preaching,
oma jutlustes,
I scatter seed.
Ma külvan seemet.
Like a farmer sowing seed.
Nii nagu põllumees viskab seemet.
And his word will not return void.
Ja ta sõna ei tule tühjalt tagasi.
There's power in the quoted scripture.
See on Jumala vägi selles sõnumis.
I met a man in Africa.
Ma olen kohanud ühte meest Aafrikas.
He was a school teacher.
Ta oli kooliõpetaja.
He had memorized the entire New Testament in 2 languages.
Ta on lugenud oma testamenti kahes keeles.
His native language and in English.
On tema rahvuskeeles ja inglise keeles.
He put me to shame.
Ja ta küsib.
Now when you preach with authority.
Kui te kõnelete Biibli autoriteedist.
Teaching your Sunday school with authority.
Rääkige sellest oma pühapäeva koolis, Biibli autoriteedist.
And also with simplicity.
Ja samuti ka selle lihtsusest.
And urgency.
Ja aususest.
Let people sense that you yourself believe it.
Las inimesed saavad teada, et sa isiklikult usud sellesse.
Now I have many other points.
Mul on siin ka teisi punkte palju.
But I think our time is finished.
Aga ma usun, et meie aeg hakkab lõppema.
And I just say to you, I love you in the Lord.
Ma ütlen lõpuks teile, et ma armastan teid Issandas.
I really came to Tallinn and to Estonia and to the Baltic states to say to all of you that I love all of you.
Ma tõesti olen tulnud Eestisse ja Balti riikidesse ütlema, et ma tõeliselt armastan teid.
Because most of all, as servants of God, we should be men and women of love.
Sest enamus meist on Jumala teenrid, me peame olema Jumala mehed ja naised.
And we should also have one other point I'd like to make.
Võibolla veel üks punkt, mida ma märgin.
A social conscience.
See on niisugune sotsiaalne mõtteviis.
We should be concerned about the hungry people in Africa.
Meil peab olema mure Aafrika neljaste inimeste pärast.
Or the race problem in South Africa.
Või mingisugune rassiprobleem Lõuna-Aafrikas.
And the arms race that's going on.
Ja relvastame, mis läheb kogu aeg ülespoole.
We should pray that God would bring peace to our world.
Meie peame palvetama, et Jumal toob rahu meie maailma.
And we should work for peace.
Ja me peame töötama selle heaks.
You've had so many wars through here.
Siin on nii palju seinu meie vahel.
So many things have happened to you.
Ja palju juhtub meie elus.
I look at you.
Ma vaatan teie näk.
And I say, oh God.
Oh Jumal.
My heart is with you.
Minu süda on teie.
And my heart is with all people all over the world that have had to suffer these terrible wars.
Ja minu süda on kõigi.
People have gone through.
Kui palju kannab siin maailmas.
But you know the atomic bomb didn't make itself.
Ja te teate, et aatompommi tekkinud ise.
It's not going to explode itself.
See ei plahvatunud ise.
If it's ever done, man will do it.
Selle tegi mees, inimene.
Comes from the heart.
See tuli südames.
That's why evangelism is so important.
Sellepärast evangelism on nii tähtis.
We need to get people converted to Christ.
Meie vajame seda, et inimesed tuleksid ja pöörduksid Kristuse poole.
And when we come to the cross,
ja kui me toome ristinend ellu,
where the blood was shed,
kus veri on valatud,
and the resurrection of Christ,
ja ülestõusmine on toimunud,
we have hope to offer people.
Meil on lootus inimeste abistamiseks.
But I believe something else.
Aga ma usun veel midagi.
I believe the Bible teaches that God is not going to allow the world to destroy itself.
Ma usun seda, et Jumal ei luba mitte maailma purustada iseennast.
Christ is going to come.
Kristus tuleb.
He said in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Issand ütleb, sinu tahtmine sündigu nüüd taevas kui maa peal.
That prayer has never been answered.
See palve ei ole veel vastatud.
But it's going to be answered.
Aga see vastatakse.
The kingdom of God will prevail.
Jumala riik võidab.
In God's own time.
Jumala ajal.
That is the hope in my heart.
See on lootus mu südames.
God bless all of you.
Jumal õnnistagu teid kõiki.
Now they said you may have some questions.
Võibolla teil on nüüd mõningaid küsimusi.
Now Dr. Alexander Harasti is here.
Dr. Alexander Harasti on siin, kes võib vastata.
And he's a very brilliant man.
Ta on väga rikkalike teadmistega mees.
And if I can't answer the question, he can.
Ja kui mina ei suuda vastata, siis tema on suuteline vastama.
And if he can't answer,
ja kui teie ei suuda, kui tema ei ole suuteline vastata,
we have others here.
Meil on teised siin.
And if they can't answer,
ja kui meie ei suuda vastata,
I'll ask my son to answer.
Siis ma palun, et poeg vastab.